This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to TGIF. It's your girl Claudia Jordan, and we are back. We're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. Now sit back, relax, and get ready for this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's going on, Claudia?
I'm just out here in New York City. Got a bunch of stuff to do tomorrow. Going to do Watch What Happens Live. It should be on Wednesday. And The Breakfast Club and a bunch of other stuff. So y'all watch Deal or No Deal Island tonight. Please watch
it. Congratulations. Don't forget to get the tea about the Andy Cohen now.
Oh, I know. I'm going to be like, so Andy.
Did you do it?
Let's talk, shall we? And please welcome back our special guest co-host for the week, Armand Wiggins. What's up, Armand?
What's going on? Round three, off the cleanse, ready to have a drink with y'all today, so I'm excited.
What are you drinking?
Casamigos and Red Bull.
Oh supercharged.
Yeah. Al, are you drinking tonight?
Nope. No drinking for me. I just got off the road. I'm trying to make sure I don't get a cold of some sort. So I figured let me drink towards the end of the week instead of the top of the week. So let's see how this goes. Okay. But Claudia, I do, before we get started, I just want to take a second. And this is very important that I take this second. And I want to take the second to apologize to our guest co-host, Armand Wiggins. It's so interesting to me to see how people interpret what you say, but I am one who always wants to take responsibility if I'm being disrespectful. And if me calling you boy was being disrespectful, then I want to apologize. Now, we are allowed to have our own opinions, right? Everyone's allowed to have their opinion, but on this show, we try our best not to disrespect one another. So if I disrespected you in any way, I apologize. We talked about it on your live. I hope your fans understand. I hope the soulmates understand that was just the misuse of the word boy. I wasn't trying to sun him. I wasn't trying. I'm not jealous of him. Armand knows we've had conversations off the air that I support him, and I enjoy the electricity that man brings from that chair on the show. So I apologize.
And I appreciate it, Al. Like we've talked before, like I've been in that situation before too, where I've used lingo that, you know, particularly certain groups of people didn't like the B word and girl and fish and things like that. And it wasn't coming from a derogatory place. It just was slang that I used. So I didn't really take it personal, but I appreciate you still, you know, doing your due diligence to make it right. So let's get on with the tea, child. That's too mushy for me.
Okay.
Wow, what a way to start off Women's History Month with Al apologizing to Armand. Isn't that beautiful? What's Men's History Month? Is there a Men's History Month?
Every day.
Okay, can't wait. All right, let's get into some topics. Last Friday, we kicked off the month of March by highlighting the celebration of Women's History Month. Tonight, we are celebrating Nicki Minaj, who made history once again after becoming the first female rapper in Spotify history to earn 34 billion streams across all credits. Now, what are your thoughts on yet another historic moment for Nicki? And did you guys see the clips from her Pink Friday World Tour that kicked off in Oakland Saturday? I know she's got a lot of criticism for her past performances, but she definitely, from what I see, stepped it up with this show. I think she's doing a great job. Armand, what do you think?
I think this is phenomenal. I think Nicki Minaj is a true talent. To be in the game, 17 years and still be on top, the most relevant female rapper in the game today. This tour, just seeing her, you know, elevate. She's doing choreography now. She seems more put together. So it just let me know, like, the past things that we had saw from her, she wasn't taking that serious. That was all fun and jokes. But I could see now with this tour, she really took it serious. She rehearsed. And she's out here showing you people that, listen, I'm not going anywhere. And I'm the queen of rap for a reason. So I'm really, really happy for her. And, you know, she's one of my favorite celebrities. So this is always a win for me.
Okay, Al, what do you think?
Let me tell you something. This excites me. It excites me that we're kicking out Women's History Month with this. Nicki Minaj, come get these flowers that I'm about to give you because you deserve it. You are the GOAT. Nicki Minaj is the definition of a multifaceted talent with global influence. And without mistake, not only does she deserve the title of best female rapper, but in my opinion, Nicki Minaj, hands down, is amongst one of the best rappers in the game, man or female. Period. End of story.
Now, in 2023, she became the first female rapper to claim a number one album on the Billboard 200 in more than one decade. Congratulations to Nicki Minaj. All right, switching gears. During a recent interview, Jada Pinkett Smith was asked if she would approve of her daughter Willow Smith's relationship if it was similar to her marriage with Will. Jada replied, yes, and added, if it's going to help her become the woman I'm becoming. What are your thoughts on this, Alice? Go to you first.
I'm torn. I'm torn. There's a piece of me that says, misery loves company. And then there's a piece of me that says, who wouldn't want that lifestyle? I mean, they have all the money, they have all the fame, they have all the talent, they have all the access and all of the accolades. They actually are the best at their craft, and they dominated Hollywood for years, and she's been married to her husband for 25 years. Now, the flip side of that is, would you want that at the cost that she's had to pay? The affairs, the rumors, the sacrifices, the turmoil, you know what I'm saying? The scrutiny. The one thing for me is my parents always wanted me to have a better life than them. So maybe if she had said, in my opinion, that she wants her to, be full rounded like her as a woman, but exercise it in a better way, I could have rode with her. But I don't know that I would want Willow to walk that close in her mother's footsteps.
Okay, Armand, what do you think?
I agree with that because I'm kind of torn too, because on one end they have a beautiful relationship, and let's just be clear, marriages don't really last these days, So if they can make it work and stick together and have that union without, fully being committed to one another, but still showing up and, having a strong forefront in front of the cameras, I think I would want that for my child as well. However, I wouldn't want Willow to adopt some of the personality traits of Jada, because then you end up exploiting and exposing your husband to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And then embarrassing him in front of the world. So, of course, for Jada, she's like, well, sure. I wouldn't mind for my daughter to have a relationship like me, because hell, she's the one embarrassing Will. Now, if you ask Will, I don't feel like Will probably would want his daughter to have a marriage or relationship like his, because he looks like the laughing stock. So I don't know. If I was Jada, I see why she's saying it. But if I'm Will, I'm like, I don't want my daughter to have this. This is crazy.
It's giving narcissist to me. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. No, nothing is wrong with how I'm living. And I'd be okay with my daughter living the exact same way as long as she's becoming the woman I am today. Are you serious? To just not have any awareness to be able to see that you've made some mistakes along the way. Like, she's really sticking to this story. Like, she's going to stick beside her story. It's nothing wrong, Jada, with saying, no, I'd actually like my daughter to learn from my mistakes. And if I could do it again, maybe I wouldn't embarrass my husband. Maybe I wouldn't make some of the choices I've made. There's nothing wrong with saying that. That does not mean for people in the chat that I'm coming for Jada, I hate Jada, or none of that. But let's all be honest for a second. I feel like the veil was lifted on this family. We learned way too much about them. I love them more when I knew less. And I feel like Will's masculinity has been snatched up from him in the form of a Jada Smith. Now, I know people quick, oh, you always stick with the girls. No, I don't. When they're blatantly wrong like this, I gotta call a spade a spade. And Jada, it would have been a dope ass moment. I think you'd kind of gain some sympathy or empathy from others if you've been like, if you would have kind of humbled yourself and said, no, I hope that she would take from my mistakes and do better. What's wrong with saying that? Because Jada, you slept with your son's friend. You've humiliated your daughter's father. And we like lost a little bit of respect for Will Smith, who is one of the most unproblematic people before. Not saying everything he's done wrong is your fault, because he's his own man. But I just feel she could answer that a little bit more humbly. It's given narcissist. I don't
I
know.
agree.
All right, we got some comments. Let me go to some comments real quick. Yaya 502 said Jada needs to stop. As different as Willow and Jaden are, they are way different than Jada. Thank God. Black Pearl P said they said a bad ma they said bad marriage for life. She wants that for her daughter. Rosemary Watson said, would she want her daughter to mistreat her husband? And Claudera said, Willow needs to keep doing her. She is talented. Oh, Empire TV said, anything Jada says at this point is irrelevant. She needs a Hirsch. Hirsch. All right, Jada. It's not hate. It's like if I was one of your homegirls, I would tell you the same thing. Like I would be like, yo, you're bugging right now. Okay. Moving on. Meek Mill faced quite a few challenges last week during his social media beef with DJ Academics. The rapper shared that he was in a car accident and posted an image of the aftermath with the following caption: God telling, don't crash out for the buses. I'ma listen. Bleep knocked me out. LOL. GMC. The whole brake pedal slipped off my first time driving, shaking my head. Oh my God, I got a headache from that. Thankfully,
Me too.
I'm like, what am I reading? Is this like a one sentence? Where's the punctuation? All right, thankfully the rapper is safe, but it still didn't stop DJ Academics from throwing shade. The influencer wrote, he got a rear-ended, huh? Lord, this stemmed from allegations surrounding Diddy and Meek Mill's sexuality. What are your thoughts around this mess, Al?
Not only the rear-ended comment had me going, but how about when he said I'm straight? I was just like, gosh, he's clearly tone deaf of what's going on. That my advice is, Meek Mill, you need to get off of Twitter. Take some time off of Twitter. And the reason why I say that is because you just released an EP on March 1st. And it had guest appearances with some great people, including Future. But we're not talking about it. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about your Twitter rants. We're talking about your life. I don't understand what he's doing. And for me, he's not making a parallel of by doing those Twitter rants surrounding the Diddy thing. It's not making me want to go get his album if he's using that as a marketing tool. So for me, I just feel like he should take some time away from posting anything. Because it's really taken away from him being a platinum selling rapper. I want to get back to that Meek Mill. I don't want to be participating in this Meek Mill in a chat where everyone's making fun of him, questioning his sexuality and all of that. I just think I just think it's not worth it.
Okay, Armand, what do you think?
At this point, it's giving sexual tension between the both of them. This is stupid. Like, why are we even talking about this? This is dumb. They're going back and forth. They've been doing this since the pandemic. At this point, either put on the gloves and beat each other up or stop talking to each other at this point, okay? Meek Mill, I don't understand why you keep acknowledging Academics. Academics is trolling you. You guys want to be butt brothers or not? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand when straight men get so hung up on another straight man's alleged sexuality. It's like something comes out about them being semi-gay or bisexual, and they like rear-ended, pause. And I'm like, why are we keep going? And like, how long are we gonna go back and forth? It's been like 3 or 4 days, and they're still talking about the same stuff with these gay innuendos. It's like, at this point, grow up, move on. Like, we're over the Meek Mill Academics. Please take me out of the group chat or kiss and make up. Like, I don't care. This is stupid.
But
This is not.
Claudia, aren't we excited that finally Academics is not badgering a black woman?
We'll take
That's
the
the
break for
one
women.
positive, right?
We'll take the break for Women's History Month. Academics, you definitely have an audience and you're good at what you do, but you are diving deep into this Meek Mill thing. You're really getting to the bottom of things, and I you're just really won't stop, can't stop, won't stop about this. And I don't know why. Meek Mill, you're not doing yourself any favors. Like, these pictures are really, you know, I remember seeing Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj out in New York one time at a Jamaican restaurant. And Nicki and I had, you know, we don't know each other, but I was just off Housewives. She was actually friendly to me that day. And I remember seeing Meek Mill's embarrassed. Yeah, he did.
What are you
They
doing?
ordered a whole bunch of food, right?
Hey.
They ordered a whole bunch of food. It's Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj at the time, the biggest, like, you know, the second biggest hip hop couple besides Beyonce and Jay-Z. Well, you know, they're not hip hop, but Jay-Z is. And he made a complete scene because someone tried to take a picture of them. I was one table over, and he made such a scene, and I felt so bad for Nikki. She was like, "Chill, chill, chill." Like, she was like uncomfortable. Like, okay. He was extremely emotional about someone taking a picture of him and his woman. And ever since then, I kind of been side-eyeing Meek Mill. I'd be trying to have his back because I feel like he gets punked a lot and bullied. But maybe there's something to this. I don't really know, but yeah, I'm with you, Armand. Maybe they should just get in the ring and just duke it out because it does seem to be a lot of, I don't know, like. I get
I mean,
a
they've been
date.
arguing since Clubhouse. It's like, who even is anybody even on Clubhouse? Like, that's pandemic. Like, let's move on. Like, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I get it's your job to poke fun, but like 3, 4 days too, it's kind of going on a little too long, if you ask me. All right, coming up next, Terrence Howard is in the hot seat with the IRS, and later, Huda Cope is seemingly throwing shade at Kelly Rowland. Oh Lord, we about to get on her. Stick around, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to TGIF. All right, is it immoral for the United States government to charge taxes to the descendants of slaves? It's a statement that Terrence Howard reportedly said after being ordered to pay close to $1 million in back taxes. The actor allegedly left the Justice Department a voicemail that quoted 400 years of forced labor and never receiving any compensation for it. Now you have the gall to try and prosecute and charge taxes to the descendants of a broken people that you are responsible for causing the breakage. Do you think Terrence Howard has a point? And have you been in a similar situation with the IRS? Armand, I see you laughing over there. I feel you. Go ahead, please.
Listen, I thought this was so funny, but you know what? I ain't even gonna hold you. I love black people, okay? You know what? For him to have the balls for that, I agree. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, this man ain't paid tax in 2010. He ain't paid tax in 2019. And then when it comes time to pay that bill, he like, listen, we need our reparations. Y'all have been doing this with us for years. We shouldn't have to pay. And you know what? I'm with him on that. We shouldn't have to pay. But at the end of the day, you don't try to be black now. Don't try to use that stuff because you ain't paid your taxes. We all got to pay taxes, sir. So pay your taxes. But at the end of the day, I thought it was pretty funny. But yeah, he should pay his taxes.
All right, Al, what do you think?
That is funny, Armand. You know, I'm like this. You know, Terrence Howard has gone from being discovered on the New York streets when he lived in New York City by a casting director to being an Oscar-nominated actor best known for like Hustle and Flow, Iron Man, and we, you know, loved him on Empire. And he was described as one of the biggest names in Hollywood in his time. So I just would like for Terrence Howard's legacy to be that and not his taxes woes. He's been having taxes woes since 2005 and 2006. They resurfaced again in 2019 and now they're back again in 2024. Let's not let your legacy as one of the best actors in the entertainment industry be, you know, like succumbed by this negative rhetoric about you not paying your taxes. You have been blessed beyond measure. Just pay your taxes and live out your legacy as one of the best actors. That's what I think in this case.
Now, does Terrence Howard have a point that the government taxes? Absolutely right. You just can't do it when you're already behind. Like, it's a systematic thing that we all need to come together and try to get them for. As I do think he has a point, but not the way he's doing it. You can't be like, when the bill gets like behind, oh, by the way, y'all owe my people. Like, we got to kind of organize that, Mr. Howard. Like, I'm with you kind of, but like, and the idea, yes, but that ain't how you do it. Like, we all need to get together and ask. I think black people as a whole, we need to be on one accord on one page and actually ask for what we want as payback, as in our form of reparations, not just a check. I do think that black people in America have earned the right to not pay taxes and have free schooling and free healthcare with as much as the trillions of dollars that we have contributed. Imagine you start a new country tomorrow and you get 10 million people to work for you for free for 400 years. How far ahead of the curve you'd be with finances? That's America right now. So yes, we do owe, we are owed. But Terrence, that's just kind of not how it goes. We got kind of do a little organization first, though.
And then, yeah. Too, you don't wait till you get hit with a $1 million bill to then start talking about reparations. You know what I mean? And talk about how black people, you know, deserve not to be charged. It's like, come on. That was a Hail Mary if I ever seen one.
It was. It was cute, though. It was cute. It was cute, Terrence. I like where you're going with it. Maybe kind of get with a politician, get some policy written.
Oh.
All right, in Oklahoma, a student is under fire after students were caught on video licking peanut butter off of other people's toes during a fundraising event. One parent said, "I'm all for fundraising and all for really fun and silly things, but that right there seems a little excessive." What are your thoughts on this mess? Al, let's go to you on this one.
You know me, I would put this in my Where's the Outrage segment. This is crazy. I think everyone involved in this scenario should be sent to jail or charged with something. School boards, school administrators, principals, teachers, even the parents who sat there and had their toes sucked by the little kids. I don't know. It's just something about this is just gross. It has this undertone of like underage assault. It's got this pedophilia meets sexual assault of young kids. It's just like the rep of the school kind of just brushed it off as, you know, it's a good decision, it's a good idea gone bad. No, it's not, sir or ma'am. This is ridiculously stupid, and anybody that participated should be held accountable. Can you imagine your child licking a grown person's toes, peanut butter off a grown person's toes? I wouldn't send my kid to aftercare, more or less to school there.
First of all, I don't even want a grown person putting their feet on me, let alone putting their feet in my mouth. Okay? Don't even rub your feet next to me. But feet in my mouth is crazy. Now, for me, I just feel like, you know, I don't know what it was given in yesteryear. But in 2024, for me, toes in a kid's mouth, anything that just seems erotic, kinky, it's taken on a new meaning now. So it just feels too sexual for me. And kids should not be doing that. And I'm with you, Al. It feels like assault. It feels very uncomfortable. Thinking about it is disgusting. I just feel very uneasy even looking at it. On top of the fact, the germs. We're in the middle of a, well,
Right.
we're in the middle of a pandemic, but it's like that's just, it's just disgusting on every level, sexually, health-wise, just it's just nasty. It's nasty, nasty, nasty. And I'm disgusted.
CBUS said they raised $152,000 for the peanut butter licking. That's gross. I would say what's wrong with the kids? Of course, that's number one, but they're kids, so I'm gonna go ahead and spare them a little bit. But I would know better as a kid myself. Like, I'm not doing that nonsense. What the hell kind of adult supervision was going on here? Who thought this was a good idea? Who authorized this? Who thought it was okay? And then filmed it. Like, what is wrong with you people? I remember once upon a time when we had some kind of morals in our country, like, or school. I remember I couldn't even wear eyeliner in like fifth grade. It was like a big deal. Like, I would get in trouble for that, right? Now you got a kid with a parent, a grown-up person's foot in their mouth.
Ugh.
Like,
And
I'm
then
sorry.
you have the kids like on, it's just the way that it's set up. You have the kids like on their stomach and like a grown-up putting their foot in it. That just looks weird. Like that doesn't look right. That makes me feel very uncomfortable.
I mean, they should have all been concerned after they raised $152,000, to be honest. Like, okay,
Right.
something is not adding up here.
That's a good point. 'Cause like, wait, elaborate on that. I want to see where you're going with that, 'cause I feel like
Well,
we're
I'm
on the
just
same page.
saying, like that's clearly a fetish that's being fed, and everyone's kind of like liking it. And
Exactly. They spend
that
money
just,
on that.
yeah, and
Exactly.
it's underage. Isn't that considered, isn't that borderline sex trafficking because they profited off of the services of an underage person?
I don't know, but I'm really sick of humans. Every day I'm like, aliens, come get me. I'm sick of people on the internet. I'm sick of school boards. I'm sick of politicians. I'm sick of men. I'm sick of women. I'm sick of all y'all. People are crazy. Who the hell thinks this is okay? And we got a report on it. This is weird. Like,
Not black people. I didn't see no black kids over there.
well, you saw black kids. That ain't happening yet. This is definitely not our problem right here. Sunny
Didn't
Levin,
say no black people.
no, this ain't us. Sunny Levin said these parents better hit the school board with the BS. And Here for Fun said it's giving fetish. Yeah. Oh, and Jay West Brookville said, honestly, I'd be mad at my child for doing that mess, but my child knows better. Again, black kids know, first of
And then
all.
it was peanut butter. Like it, all of it is just, yeah.
That's what the white ladies be using on their coochies when they want their dogs to lick it. That's what I heard.
Oh my God.
All right. Viral sensation Risa Tisa appeared on the Tamron Hall show and addressed the derogatory comment from Charlamagne when he referenced her story as big back behavior. Risa told Tamron that she was very hurt by the negative comments circulating on social media and said, I can already admit I'm self-conscious as a heavier woman. I feel like how I look should not dictate whether or not I deserve what happened. I'm more than just my weight. What are your thoughts, Armand?
Well, I mean, I think she has a point. I think that, you know, when anytime you go viral, people are going to try to tear you apart, you know? And so I do think it's unfortunate that she's gotten tore apart and she's valid in her feelings of that because, you know, it wasn't right. The lady was just doing a story time. Could you imagine doing a story time, genuinely doing it to yourself, not thinking it's going to go anywhere? It goes ultra viral. You didn't even really get paid from it. And people are tearing you apart. So I kind of feel bad for her because I don't think she did it for clout. I don't think she did it for any other reason, but just to get her story out there because that was the only way she knew how. And it just was a remarkable time. And it went viral. And then people, of course, are going to do the thing and pick her all the way apart, you know, and it was unfortunate.
Okay, Al, what do you think?
You know, Claudia, I was torn with this particular booking that Tamron had. It was so quick and so swift. I do understand that the woman obviously resonated with thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Black women. I just felt like she was not ready for this viral sensation. She wasn't ready because when you post stuff like that, you go viral, people aren't coming to congratulate you. They come to pick you apart. And to be on such a huge platform after that just felt kind of cringy to me. That was just cringy to me. And the good part, though, is I am glad that her being open and honest about it has sparked a conversation that has landed here, has landed in many homes over the last couple of days, and also sparked Charlamagne Tha God to apologize.
He did apologize. He said, I issued an apology today. He said, I disturbed that woman's peace, and that wasn't my intention. I did hear what he said. He said he said that before he even knew what she looked like. He said the behavior, it was kind of like being desperate for a man and believing things. But I will tell you this. That is a stereotype in our country, though, isn't it? That heavier people are more desperate. And it's not right, but it's definitely like, let's not act like Charlamagne made this up. This is something that our society has been doing to women and men for a very long time, like that a heavier person should just put, oh, you're lucky to have someone that's handsome or in shape. That's kind of the mentality of our nation. Like, people are surprised when a heavier woman has a fine man. That is a mentality that we have here in our country. Like, so the people that are like outraged, I'm like, the people in the comments are just as vicious, if not more vicious. And I think that, you know, she was just sharing a story. And I will tell you this, I'm one of those hundreds of thousands, if not millions of women that did resonate from her story. Because people be thinking like this kind of stuff is so off, like off the charts. But these kind of stories of deception are very, very common, especially now with a lot of women doing a lot better than men financially. You see a lot of men that are definitely targeting women for what they have and dangling the carrot of love to get it. And I'm glad that she's getting a story out. But I am with you on this, Al. I do worry that other people might try to go viral to kind of get those same sit downs with a person like a Tamron Hall. And we already have so much capping on social media already. So I'm like, eh. All right, moving on. In other news, actor Bradley Cooper is clearly comfortable in his skin after sharing that he walks around the house butt naked. The father of two expressed that when he's using the restroom in the morning, his two young daughters are always barging in the room and chatting with him while he's on the toilet. Once again, this is not us. The actor also says that he never saw his father on the toilet, but revealed that he was naked around his pops when he was younger. Can y'all relate? Al, let's go to you first.
Oh, man. I think the way he shared the information is what's making it kind of appear weird, right? And he said it's his daughters. Like, I think I would have preferred him to kind of take me on the journey of, because of his father, he adopted this nudie. They're called nudies. This nudie culture around his family and his friends, because a lot of people, you know, 15% of Americans participate in this type of lifestyle. They feel like it's the ultimate in like self-empowerment and the freedom to enjoy your life at the highest level. So there are a lot of people that support the nudie lifestyle. I think he was trying to say that, but how it came out just kind of sounded like, all right, Bradley Cooper, I didn't need to hear that. Now I'm looking at you different and I'm actually looking at you sideways. But I think if he just said preference it a little bit better and letting us know that nudie lifestyle is something him and his family is used to and his daughters are used to, then I could have accepted it a little bit better.
Why does everyone want us to know their business? Oh my God, everyone has to tell you that they don't bathe, tell you that they don't use a washcloth. I'm so sick of it. Like, just do have to go tell us. Can we just go back to looking at our stars and be like, that's a good movie you did. Now we gotta think about your dangling out or you sitting on.
Nudie, tootie, fruity. Like, don't sit in there and laugh. Ain't nothing funny about you sitting on a. Well, I'm in the bathtub and I don't like that. I don't want to be around that. I remember when I was a kid, like me and my dad, we never had that exchange. But my dad used to try stuff. Like, he would go to the bathroom. He'd be like, oh, come here, let me cut your hair. Hell. Because you done blew it. He's like, we need to get ready for church. You need your hair cut. And I'd be in there pissed off because I'm thinking it smells in here. So I don't know. I'm not really interested in that. But I think one thing that's very, very important that makes it really disgusting to me is the fact that it is your daughter and you're a man. And I just kind of feel like that should be separated. You know what I mean? It's one thing for mother and daughters to kind of do it, and maybe father and son, you know, getting ready, showering, bathing. But I don't just sit and have a casual conversation with my naked daughter and I'm her naked father, you know, using the bathroom. That's a bit far-fetched. Now, it's one thing if you need to get your daughter, get her dressed and get her ready because it's just you. You know what I mean? Then you put on your little Speedo, you put on your shorts and you bathe your kid up. You know what I mean? Just because your body parts are different and kids touch and move and do all kinds of things. You just have to be responsible with things like that. And we're in a different era. So maybe they did that, you know, in the older days, but we're in 2024. You have to take different type of precautionary measures. So at this point, I think it's oversharing, but it's also disgusting.
You know what, Armand, you know, it's interesting that you said that you bring that perspective up, because social nudism actually has been more to the benefit of females, young girls, believe it or not, because young girls have the most body conscious issues, and that which leads to disorders and addictions. So introducing them, studies and research have shown introducing them to social nudism, especially in a safe space by their parents, actually increases their confidence so that they don't deal with disorders and body dysmorphia.
Crazy, I don't know who right? they I don't know who they studied with that study right there. I think once again, non-black people, because that ain't. Can you imagine black people just walking around? I think not. Just keeping it real says Claudia got old lady behavior. Tired of everything. Yes, I am. That's the realest thing y'all said in this chat all night, because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all being gross and telling us about it. I got to talk about your nasty asses. All right. I'm going to not butcher her name right now. Coming up, Hoda Kotb is throwing shade at Kelly Rowland. And later, we have an update on the Tory Lanez case. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Y'all, I am looking at the cryptocurrency right now, going through the roof. Our mom will tell you the ones to buy. Well, I'm gonna suggest, but I'm just saying, I don't know if soulmates are into crypto, but it is running right now. I'm just saying. All right, welcome back to the show. It seems like Hoda Kotb of the Today Show will not let this Kelly Rowland dressing room saga go. The host revealed in a recent interview that the studio is upgrading their dressing rooms. Hoda said, "We are upgrading them. We have four words for you: lipstick on a pig, just some wallpaper, some nice fake flowers." Do you think Hoda should let it go? And what do you think about that, Al?
I thought it was hilarious, to be honest with you. You know, that's Hoda being Hoda. I worked with her at SiriusXM, and she always keeps it positive and she keeps it upbeat. And, you know, it's just not Hoda's personality to take a dig at someone that she respects like that. So I think she's taking a dig actually at the company she's working for about, finally, you guys are doing something about these horrible dressing rooms.
All right, Armand, what do you think?
I agree with Al. I feel like she kind of was embarrassed. And you know how white people do when they get embarrassed, they have to try to like be funny and make a corny joke. So I think at this point, she's just trying to make light of the situation. But yeah, I think she's taking more of a dig at the fact that this stuff is trash and it has been right. upgraded. And we've been probably telling you guys, but the network doesn't want to do anything about it. And now we have people walking out of the show. And then you're probably, you know, and I get all the backlash for it because the network doesn't want to do their job and upgrade the freaking dressing room. So now it's going to be like lipstick on a pig. We're just going to put up some wallpaper. Hey, hopefully that makes you stay. You know what I mean? She's just being a little, you know, a little nice, nasty, but, you know, it's a very Caucasian thing to do.
What is she, though? She's not really all white, though. Isn't she? Isn't she a little mixture?
But she ain't black.
What is she?
That means Scotty ain't black.
That means you ain't black, Al.
No, listen, I'm just making a parallel. She's Egyptian.
Okay, Egyptian Muslim parents.
Well, she might be black.
Enter the chat that Kelly Rowland did what needed to be done. And M-Town Boy Foya said, Hoda, I have several seats. Don't come for Kelly. And Serial Killer said, she's so annoying and corny. New York said, damn, Hoda. She could share your dressing room right now. You throwing shade. You should have just shared your dressing room. Ain't nobody sharing that dressing room.
Exactly. No way.
I mean, no. Now you're going too far. All right. Jonathan Majors and Megan Good are still madly in love with each other. The two were spotted hand-in-hand at the African-American Film Critics Association honors over the weekend, where Majors exclusively told Extra, we're doing good. Thanks for asking. To which Good added, we're doing great. God's good. Are you happy to see these two still together despite the guilty verdict against Jonathan? Armand, what do you think?
I think Megan Good. I think that she's just showing that she's sticking by her man. I mean, I don't really get why people are so, like, outraged by it. She's not going to leave this guy. She's made her decision, so she can't just, like, go from the wayside of him. She has to stick to it, because then that would be headlines. So she's made her bed. She's going to lay in it. She's going to stick by his side no matter what, and that's just gonna be what it is going to be at this point for me. So I don't really care. I think she's showing support.
Al, what do you think?
I was probably one of those negative people.
You were
about this.
Not here for that.
About this relationship. I'm still upset with her. I'm still upset with him. I'm upset with her for you know, putting herself in this situation. And I'm so upset with him for you know, saying the Coretta thing. I'm a sucker for black love. I'm here for it. If it's real, let's just take it offline for a little while. Because when I saw them, you know, on the red carpet, I just had flashbacks. I'm not ready yet. Me personally, I'm not ready yet. However, if it's real, you love him, he love you, it's not going anywhere, just take it offline. Let us forget about all this nonsense and then just blossom and come back and both of you do great work in entertainment.
Lady T said she's being paid to walk around with that man until he goes to jail. And Corey Swain said she's not letting that man go no matter what. And Keith Dennis said, I'm sick of them. They are now the new Blueface and Krishan.
Right.
And Yasmin Jensen said they need to stay together. I'm going to say this, y'all. In the chat, everyone is so perfect in the chat and on panels. Everyone's relationship is so good. You never get cheated on. You never stick with someone through bad things. Your guy would never make a mistake. Like, again, I'm sick of y'all because it's so fake. I just feel like we got to be more honest about what we'd really do. I feel like it's from the safety of your comment section of your favorite blog, it's very easy to judge others. Meanwhile, what are you putting up with in your life? Is your man taking advantage of you? He sit on your couch not working. Has he bitch slapped you a few times and you took him back and made an excuse? Has your man cheated on you and brought back, made you get bacteria vaginosis for the fourth time this year? Has your man done stuff like that? I mean, am I defending Jonathan Majors? No, I think he's an idiot for what he did, but that's their business. My thing is this, a lot of relationships ain't perfect and we've all probably been in some whack ones and have our issues. I'm just not ready to sit here and judge when I know I put up. I just can't really sit there and just be holier than thou on these people. And I just feel like a lot of people are just putting a little 10 on 20 with this couple. Now, do we want to protect Megan? Yes, we love her. And yeah. I just can't, and I don't like the dumbass faces he makes too, but it's her business. It's her choice. Now, until he puts his hand, if he put his hands on her, then we definitely have a legitimate stake in this. But she's standing by someone that she believes, you know, I guess to her, it's not that bad. So,
wait, and also, did you say believe?
But too, also, when you get in a relationship, like women like that, like when the more you're against the man, it just pushes her closer to him. So, in my opinion, I feel like all the hate and the people trash talking them, that's just going to make her stand by him even more.
She don't have a choice.
But yeah, she doesn't.
I mean, at this point, like you said, Armand, she don't have a choice right now. Like, she knows that this is a choice she's made. She's got to lay in this bed for a little while. I'm hoping it's true. I hope it's real. I hope it's real. I just don't like that both, like, she's just being, like, she's got astray. She got astray for standing by him, right? And it just is like, we love Megan. Megan is like our Kiki Palmer. She's like, you know, all the black women that you want to protect in Hollywood because they work so hard and they're good.
Honestly, as a black woman, she's damned if she do, she damned if she don't. If she would have left them, see, they don't stick by the black man. She abandoned him the first sign of trouble. If she sticks by him, she's dumb. And it's like no one's ever going to be happy. So if that man makes you happy, Megan, please.
But you know what's interesting? She went from a pastor to a beater. That's really interesting, though. You know what I mean? You go from a pastor, and you're like, I'm tired of being saved, and let me go to a beater,
But in
and
that
I'm gonna
case,
stick by his side.
wasn't the most serious charge that he got was because she was trying to get the phone or they was fussing on the phone and he unintentionally or he hit her like she got injured when they was in the struggle for the phone. The least serious part.
We should probably go on to the next thing,
Yeah,
Claudia. Let's leave that alone
Well,
now.
no, we've discussed it here, but
I know, but
we've discussed that here on
he shouldn't put
TKO.
his hands on a woman, period.
No, he
No.
should not. But the
Oh,
thing
no.
that was the least serious is the thing that he got charged for. That's the thing.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? All
Yeah,
right, keep it. You know, listen, I don't be defending no beaters. Trust me.
yeah. Okay. It was sounding like it there almost.
No,
Okay.
not really. But I'm just want to be clear here. Keep it locked because coming up, we have an update on the Tory Lanez case and later find out why Vice President Kamala Harris is getting backlash because she's a black woman that y'all don't want to call black. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. All right, we have an update on the Tory Lanez case. The rapper recently filed a new appeal in an attempt to fight against his 10-year sentence. This appeal claims that Tory's driver witnessed him taking the gun from Megan Thee Stallion's ex-friend, Kelsey Harris, before the shooting. Do you think this new appeal will help him, or is he once again wasting time, or is it too little too late? Armand, what do you think?
To me, this is a waste of time. They couldn't find the driver during the whole hearing, the trial. Then he popped up at the end, literally the day before the end, popped up and then didn't even get to take the stand. And at this point, it's hard for me to feel bad for Tory Lanez because you're doing all this fighting now, but you never once got on the stand. So if you're filing this appeal, if Kelsey had the gun, why didn't you get your black ass up there and say, she shot Megan Thee Stallion, not me? If you don't get on the stand and defend yourself, I don't care about anything you got going on now. Tory Lanez sat in that trial and didn't say a word. He did not take the stand. And now you want to talk when you get sentenced to 10 years. It's too late. You should have shot your Hail Mary when you had the opportunity. Why now? It's too late. So honestly, I really don't care. It's too late.
I 1,000% agree with you. Like all that being too cool. I don't want to snitch. I don't want to look. Why? This is your freedom we're talking about. In 10 years, I don't understand why you're telling us now. I don't understand. You was trying to be too cool then. Al, what do you think about this?
It just seems like he's doing what he's supposed to do, and I get it. Listen, he's fighting for his life. He wants to get out of that 10-year sentence. And so the lawyers are luring. So they're going to explore every single thing that could have possibly debunked them from that innocent verdict. And that makes sense. Hell, I wouldn't want to spend 10 years in prison for carrying a gun, because that's what the charge is. Let's be clear. It's not who shot who. It was that he had an unregistered gun in the state of California. And California has the toughest gun laws in of all 50 states. So, I mean, he's got to try what he's got to try to do what he's got to do. He's still got a family to feed, and I totally get it.
I just don't. I don't. If I'm up for a charge at this, I'm definitely taking the stand unless I have something to hide. Like, I don't get why he didn't do that. I would definitely have exhausted all means while
I
it was
think
going
because
on.
remember he was on probation. He had many charges before. So if you take the stand and the defense is like, or the prosecutors are like, oh, so this is your fifth gun charge in the last 12 months. It just really would have painted a very ugly picture for him that he couldn't have. Well, it's not like it would have changed the verdict,
But at
right?
this point, if I'm facing 20 years, I'm
Right,
throwing
it's not like it would
everything
have
at it.
changed the verdict.
I'm
I
throwing
don't think I would have
everything.
felt comfortable putting him
I'm
on the
taking the
stand.
wig off and throwing it in the audience. I'm taking it off. I'm throwing it all out there.
Bay Bunny said Tory is guilty and needs to sit down and serve his time. Yasmin Jensen said Tory's first lawyer left the case of his attempted defense of to Kelsey. And Michelle Lewis said everyone is entitled to an appeal, but Lord, his evidence sounds weak as hell. Good luck, Tory. Coming up, find out why Vice President Kamala Harris is under fire. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. Vice President Kamala Harris is receiving backlash after playing Sexy Red's hit song Ski during the second annual Black History Month HBCU reception. One person wrote, "Why they gotta play Sexy Red? Is that who she thinks represents the Black community?" And another person added, "Meanwhile, HBCUs everywhere are at risk because of funding, but performative gestures are nice." What are your thoughts, Armand?
I hate when we do this. First of all, Black people, let's stop acting like we don't like Sexy Red. Let's not act like if we go to the White House, we wouldn't be turned up if we heard Sexy Red playing. Like, she did her job. Like, she's bringing in a demographic and she's playing to what we like. Let's not sit up here because we occupy certain spaces and act like all of a sudden we don't listen to this music. Now, Brandon, I don't know what they listen to in the White House. I've never been to the White House, but whatever they listen to, fine. But I'd rather them throw on some Sexy Red here and there while I'm eating my, you know, cheese and wine, whatever the hell they have in the White House. So I'm here for it. I think that we are always looking for a reason to be outraged. Today, those people look like they're having a good time, and she was connecting with her audience. And she did exactly what she needed to do. I mean, you would have had me there having a great time, and you probably would have got my vote.
All right.
I like it. She's the blackest VP that we've had since the beginning of presidents and VPs. She had a barbecue. She had a barbecue on the lawn. She had Fat Joe and them rapping. Claudia, you went to one of those, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she just really been very inclusive and doing what we as a community and like family reunion style things. And I like the sensitivity with bringing the HBCUs together. I like the sensitivity of understanding what music speaks to them and making sure that they feel comfortable with the White House, because what she's trying to do is she's trying to get the votes. And it makes sense to me. And unfortunately, sometimes that means that you have to bridge gaps that you normally wouldn't even worry about. And I think this is one of those instances.
I'm so sick of the uneducated speaking loudly and wrongly. As if Kamala Harris has anything to do with these HBCUs that are in jeopardy, because they're not. Under the Biden administration, HBCUs were given billions of dollars as opposed to the Trump administration, where it was in the millions. That's number one. Number two, what's happening to three HBCUs in Mississippi has nothing to do with Kamala Harris. She's against it. That is their state representatives trying to cut the funding to schools that they deem that admissions are down, which they're not, which I've looked that up. Stop blaming her for everything. Y'all did not keep this same energy for any other vice president in history. No one's ever noticed what the vice president does until it's a Black woman. Then you get a Black woman that has a Jamaican father and an Indian mother. Now she's not Black. She don't know what she's talking about. Then it's like she's fake Black. She's pretending and cosplaying, and she's Black when she chooses. Did she think she was going to be vice president when she was in college and she pledged AKA and she went to an HBCU? Do you think she planned this out from 40 years ago and said, one day I'm going to pull the wool out of over America's eyes and my white ass or my Indian ass is going to pretend to be Black when I'm not? She's been down with the culture for a very long time. And I'm so sick of how much this woman gets attacked. I've been following her since she was running for office. When she was running back in California, we had her on Foxhole, the radio show with Jamie Foxx. And I've been impressed with this woman when she was in the Senate. And they want to prosecute this woman and persecute this woman forever because she was a prosecutor and she did her job. I'm over it. Was she perfect? No. But y'all are going to pick out a song choice playing to her audience? Knock it off, y'all. Like, it's irritating. It's very irritating. She's another example, y'all, of she's damned if she do, she's damned if she don't. This woman can't win because she's a Black woman in power and people friggin' hate it. And they'll never be okay with women in power, much less a Black woman. And that's what this comes down to. This woman's had to downplay her brilliance ever since she got in that position to not overshadow Joe Biden's ass. So she has downplayed herself and I'm tired of it. I hope do your big one, Kamala. Guns blazing from now on out. Like, don't care what these people say. Al, we have some comments. Want to read some of the comments?
Oh, sure. Notre Dame for Life said, but when Trump puts out sneakers because Black people like them, we're offended. I'm confused. Okay.
No, I get that point. Not me. I understood it. I totally agree. Sneakers. We like sneakers. Why are we acting like we don't like sneakers? So we can't be mad at Trump for releasing the sneakers. He's trying to pull his audience. Just like we cannot be mad at Kamala Harris playing ski. We cannot act like we don't like sneakers and sexy red. Let's not do that.
That ain't what we're talking about.
Let's not do that.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you buying them and supporting him and his dysfunction. That's what we shouldn't be doing. You can make a sneaker if you want to, Trump. You can pander to the black community all you want to, Trump. But what you're not going to do is use the black community to pay off your wrong deeds. Because that's what you're using the profits for. That's my rub there, Armand. But hold on. Don't get me started. We were playing nice today. Janet DeBarge, oh, I had a flashback. Janet DeBarge said, I don't like sexy red music, but play the clean version sometimes. And Anzel D'Angelo said, black people get on my nerves with this mess. We know damn well we go up for that song, but want to be fake, mad for clout.
And here for fun said, black people trying to find a problem with everything. The black community is addicted to stress. No one is harder on black people in the media or each other than black people. Yeah. And I wish we would stop. And if you got to criticize, throw in some praise every now and then, because it's really stressful and exhausting. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of y'all
you're
too.
Over everything.
I'm sick of it. All right. Amin shares his perspective on the reason why some men can't operate in a healthy relationship. Take a look at this clip from the entertainment blog, The Uncut.
He can't love you properly because he's jealous of you. He cannot love you properly because he is secretly in competition with you. But what you really didn't know was he was a leech and he's sucking on you for dear life and he's holding on you for dear life because if he lets you go, your life improves. His declines tremendously.
Ooh, child, do you think men are jealous of their significant others? Make sure you drop your comments in the chat. Al, what do you think?
Listen, I think men are jealous of women. Women are jealous of men. I think it's a competitive thing for a man. You know, a man is very competitive and he can be jealous if a woman does something better than him, like make more money, like have a better job, like have more friends and a great family. It's not if he's jealous, it's how that jealousy manifests. So if it manifests in an aggressive and negative way, then that's bad. But if it manifests in a way that I together and I'm going to work harder and I'm going to do an extra job and I'm going to go back to school, then that's okay. So I don't like the narrative that he was selling right here necessarily.
Armand, 15
seconds. Real quick, I think it can happen in any type of relationship, gay, straight, you know, couples can be jealous of one another or a little bit envious of one another at some times. I definitely think that can be a thing.
Absolutely happens. But isn't this the same guy that said he used to make women pay $2,500 to see him in jail? We're going to get into that at another time. I want to thank my co-host Al Reynolds and Armand Wiggins for joining me tonight. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Watch the rerun tomorrow. Stay tuned for Fox Soul's Face Off, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. And watch Deal No Deal tonight, coming on in like a half hour. All right, y'all. Bye, y'all.
Congratulations.
Peace out.
Thank you.
Have a good night.